My name is Deborah Cohn. I'm the Commissioner for Trademarks at the United States Patent and Trademark Office. I've actually been at the USPTO for quite a while. It was my first job out of law school, and I was extremely lucky because trademarks was an area that greatly interested me in law school. I actually grew up in an advertising background, so I was familiar with the marks and the slogans and all of that. So luckily, I was able to get an examining attorney job here at the USPTO, and that was the beginning of my career. I also found that I truly loved public service, and I loved being involved in something that so deeply affects our economy. So it was a great field of law that I truly enjoyed, and the USPTO is a terrific place to work. So through the years, I moved around a little bit and ended up where I am today, and I am still really enjoying it. A trademark is something that serves an identifying function. It identifies the source of goods or services and distinguishes those from those of others. And you rely on trademarks heavily. Every time you go to the grocery store and you're looking for a particular product, you're identifying it by that trademark, or you want to go into a particular restaurant, you already know it's good because you've been there before and you know the trademark. So trademarks are very, very important in our everyday life, and we rely on them. We rely on them as consumers, and companies rely on trademarks to create goodwill, to build their businesses, and to help people choose their products over others. And it really drives the economy. I mean, trademarks drives the economy in that way. So it serves really two major functions. It helps companies build up goodwill, small companies, big companies. They rely on their trademarks. They're some of their most valuable assets, and it helps us as consumers so we know what we're getting, and we can rely on what these companies tell us through their trademarks. For example, the Apple trademark, and Apple actually is a terrific trademark because even though it's a common word in the English language, it doesn't really have a particular meaning in the computer field. So when you, as a consumer, see the word Apple, you know exactly what you're getting. You know where it's from. You know how it was made. You may have experience with Apple computers before. Or if you go into an Apple store, you know exactly what you're going to find inside that store. No surprises. And that's exactly what trademark owners want. Apple has quite a number of interesting trademarks. In addition to the words and designs that people traditionally think of as trademarks, they have the configuration of a store, they have the layout of their mobile devices, such as the iPad registered, things that people may not traditionally think of trademarks, but do serve as source identifying functions. For example, when you see the Apple Store, which is actually a registered trademark, the design of the cubicle shape, all glass, and the inside layout of the store, that is all registered to Apple. Some of the more unusual trademarks that Apple has registered include the actual icons on their iPhone. And staying with the iPhone for a moment, the voice that you hear called Siri, that name Siri has been registered for providing information and giving directions and all the things that you use Siri for on your iPhone. So many people may not realize that a lot of features that do serve as source identifying functions are eligible to be registered trademarks, and Apple has done this. Steve Jobs' name actually doesn't appear on any trademarks, but Apple and Pixar own approximately 377 live trademark registrations. What's very interesting about Steve Jobs and Apple and the whole trademark world is that he really understood that many of the things that he wanted as features could also be source identifying features of his products. He knew that, and he registered so many different things, you know, from the store that we talked about, to the layout of the iPod, to the wonderful iconic Apple with the bite taken out and the stripes of color. He wanted things to serve as a source identifying function for Apple, and he knew that, and he went forward and registered so many things. And even now there are more than 100 pending applications for various trademarks for Apple products and services, so it keeps on going.